Hello and welcome to Research Roundup, brought to you by the Primary Care Collaborative Cancer Clinical Trials Group, PC4. I'm Christy Millie, and each month we'll be looking at what's new in cancer in primary care research, and I'll be talking to authors of recent publications and presentations.
Sarah Bailey is an Associate Professor of Primary Care Diagnostics at the University of Exeter. Her PhD established the link between platelet count and cancer in primary care. She now leads a portfolio of research focused on cancer in primary care and the development and implementation of new detection strategies for symptomatic patients. Thank you for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show.
So could you perhaps start by explaining your prize-winning abstract that you'll be presenting at Capri in Melbourne in April?
The study I'll be presenting in April is a follow-up to the work I did in my PhD on thrombocytosis in primary care. And it's a study where we have essentially, we've studied the effect of age and sex-specific upper thresholds for platelet count on the potential for cancer detection, both in the UK and in Canada and in Australia. So I think that's the most exciting part about this study is we've replicated it in these three nations, and being able to compare and contrast the results is going to be very interesting. So essentially what we've done is identified the upper limit at which 7% of our patients were subsequently diagnosed with cancer for men and women and in different age count groups. So I won't give a spoiler now. You have to wait for the conference to get the final results. But yeah, that's essentially what we've done. And then there's a kind of follow-up where we map the potential impact of this in terms of patient diagnostic journey and healthcare resource use.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear about it. So perhaps can you tell us a little bit more about how that might impact the clinical work in primary care and how it might impact at guidelines on that in that end?
Yeah, so we found that in our study, about 1% of all patients who had a blood test would have been kind of flagged by our new proposed thresholds. And within that 1%, about a quarter were already referred on a two-week wait pathway within the year following their blood test. This is in the English data, by the way. So the three quarters who were not two-week wait referred are the potential added burden for healthcare, although they may have been referred on some other pathway at some point in that year. What we found in this three quarters of the 1% group was that of those diagnosed with cancer, half were an emergency presentation versus 20% in the group who had the two-week wait referral. So while I think the, you know, the potential burden is essentially three quarters of 1% of all of your blood tests, the potential gain is an awful lot of emergency presentations within that group.
That's really interesting. And obviously then a lot more earlier diagnoses and improved outcomes for those people.
Hopefully, I suppose that depends on when testing happens relative to diagnosis. But again, that's hopefully something I'll be presenting in April.
And so going down that pathway of implementation, so what might the challenges of implementation of these new raised platelet pathways be? And I know that you were presenting some data on the Southwest of England experience. So what can the rest of us learn from that?
Well, I think the greatest challenge is how this fits in with what's currently happening and how all the various groups and stakeholders feel about it and how that kind of works for them. So in the Southwest of England, we've had an awful lot of input from multiple different groups and stakeholders who've, you know, had input to ensure that this is going to work for them and how it can be best used. And those will be the challenges in the other nations as well, but it will be very specific to kind of local circumstances. So gathering all the stakeholders to begin with, but then making sure that it's kind of used in a way that works locally is important, but a challenge.
And so what's next for this project and your team?
Well, so having just talked about all this, we've established our thresholds, we've developed a pathway that can accompany that kind of flag. So the alert on the suspiciously high platelets will be fed back to GPs in blood test results, and it will invite them to implement the raised platelet pathway. So what's next will be implementing that, like go live with the pathway in England, and then potentially similar in our partner nations and possibly beyond. So I'm always keen to expand this work and find out how it might work for different populations and in different healthcare systems. So if any of your listeners think this sounds interesting, and they want to check it out in their own national data, please do get in touch.
And perhaps they can hopefully do so in person in Melbourne at Capri in April.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't wait to see you there and hear more about it. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading Research Roundup produced by PC4. You can access the articles and other information in our show notes. Please let us know what you think about this episode by emailing us at info@pc4tg.com.au or keep in touch via Twitter, where you'll find us at PC4TG. And there's also our website, which is pc4tg.com.au.